Namaste, everyone in Lakesh. Today is a great day. This is Lily with Nature's Blessings. You can find me at psychicspiritinyou.com or natures-blessings.org. And today I'm going to talk about ceremonies for Mother Earth, ceremonies of purification. And I received this message after I came from a very powerful sacred journey in Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico last weekend. It's about, we are just around the corner from December 21st, 2012. And the time of this recording, it's less than probably 3 months. And the world is the way it is, and we need a lot of work to do. And if you're listening to this, perhaps you are inclined to do this kind of ceremonies for Mother Earth, for our grandfather's son, for nature, for the world, for yourself, for everything. The thing is, we lost touch with Mother Earth, with nature, with our roots, with our ancestors' sacred knowledge. And when we lose touch with Mother Earth, we lose touch with God, with our higher selves, with our soul. And when Earth is in good shape, we are in good shape. So it's important to really work with the element of Earth, work with all elements, and save ourselves. Because the thing is, Mother Earth will always be here, but we are not sure if we will make it. So it's important to really, really do these ceremonies. And since I came from this sacred land, sacred land is everywhere, but and the thing is, we can travel there. And when we travel to these places in physical form, like I'm traveling there, what's happening, I get upgraded. We get upgraded and empowered. But not only that, we actually start remember our soul mission, remember past lives, remember who we are. And of course, we can travel there in astral form with our mind when we meditate. So that's another beautiful thing to do. So I like to do both as much as I can, travel in physical and in astral. So we get a lot of insight and messages from these places, from those sacred times. So after I came back, I got the messages to really wake up with the sunrise and meditate every single morning for myself and for Mother Earth. And do my yoga practice in the morning. I was doing it before, but not on a daily basis. And not with the sunrise, which is the most potent, most powerful time of the day. So one morning during my meditation and my yoga practice, I noticed on the skies, I noticed these chemtrails. And if you don't know what a chemtrail is, I'm not going to really discuss a lot about chemtrails here, but I'm going to just tell you, Google it, chemtrails. The word is chemtrails. And are these man-made planes, of course, that leave a lot of trails in the sky. And that day, there were like perhaps more than 10, 15 at the time, just, you know, doing parallel trails, crisscross trails, and all the sky was a complete mess. The entire Vegas, because I live in Las Vegas, the entire Vegas was under chemtrail attack, and I was pissed off. I have to admit it, I was like angry. I'm a human being and I reacted because I like my air to be fresh. I like to breathe fresh air. I like to drink fresh, good water, quality water, not, you know, poison water. And the same with food and everything. So I got really, really, really upset. And I asked my higher self and I asked my guidance, what can I do? And then I got the message, just go into a meditation and do a ceremony for Mother Earth. So I invoked sacred space, I invoked the elements, father, son, grandfather, son, whatever, sky, earth, all the elements, and great spirit, angels, archangels. I created my sacred space there. And I burned some incense and also sage, because sage is so important for purification. And I got this message: pray for forgiveness. I was like, wow, what kind of forgiveness? I'm talking about the chemtrails here in the sky, the fresh air. They should be forgiven. And I said, and you know, the messages was pray for forgiveness for us, for ourselves. Like Mother Earth, please forgive us what we do to you, for what we do to you. Father Sky, please forgive us for what we do to you. In other words, oh, don't forgive them, because it's easier to forgive them when you say that than what's happening. The ego is resisting. Oh, yeah, they're doing something wrong. No, we are all one. That's the catch here. And that's when we awaken to compassion and awareness. When we talk about us, because if we are all one, please forgive us. See, that's the thing. That's the importance of this prayer. I mean, if you do the entire ceremony, even if you do just this thing, this will just be sufficient. Please forgive us for what we have done. Please forgive us for what we do to you. Please forgive us for what we will be doing to you. So it's us. We are all one. Yeah. So this way we're breaking the ego resisting. That's the thing. It's our ego. And we all have it. And then I ask, so who are you? Who are you that you're giving me these messages, this insight, powerful insight? And they said, they are the elders, the spirit of the elders. And they say, you are an elder, you can do this ceremony. I said, no, I'm not an elder. I am not over 50. I may be a healer, a wise woman, whatever I consider myself, but I'm not an elder. I cannot be an elder. And they said, yes, you are an elder because you are an old soul. And it's your duty to spread the message and let other old souls and other elders to do the same, because we need these sacred ceremonies of purification for Mother Earth, for Father Sky, for Grandfather Sun, for Mother Moon, Grandmother Moon. So if you hear this message, you are an old soul, perhaps, and if you're inclined to do these ceremonies, I strongly encourage you to do them. It's so important in these powerful times. It's our duty as old souls to teach the young souls. Perhaps young souls right now are just, you know, playing with an iPod, with an iPhone, just buying something, a very expensive purse or a fashionable dress or sunglasses, whatever, or a car. But it's nothing wrong with that. It's their material way of thinking, and it's okay. It's about forgiveness, and it's all of us being forgiven. So number one thing when we do these ceremonies, it's about forgiveness. So please forgive us. And the number two thing, after I'm doing some meditation on that, I'm burning some incense, a little candle, I'm doing some purification with sage, and at the end I'm using, or even Palo Santo wood, or anything that, you know, you resonate with. It doesn't have to be like, you know, this, but it's the core that I'm kind of like presenting you here. So number one is forgiveness. Please forgive us. Number two is gratitude. Be thankful to Mother Earth, to sun, to the food you have, for the sky, the air you breathe. Just, you know, mention all the elements and be grateful, thanking them. And number three, what they actually said to me was to celebrate, because Mother Earth loves celebration. And celebrate by dancing. Because when we dance, we release sorrow, we release negativity, and we raise our vibration. We become positive. And you'll notice that when we dance, we bring that, we open our hearts. We create beauty around us. So after I do my dance, I, you know, do my yoga practice, and then I end up with another meditation. And actually, I lay down on my belly, and then kind of like get in touch with Mother Earth and breathe with her and give more thanks to her. So this is a ceremony that help Mother Earth purify, will help us purify, and eventually will save us, because we have forgotten how to live on Earth and how to be in balance with her, how to be in balance with the trees, with the flowers, with the skies. So this ceremony would kind of like, it kind of like bring us back in harmony with her, with nature, with Mother Earth, as she's changing right now, and as she's changing very, very fast. And because we pollute her and we disrespect her, we don't honor her and we ignore her, she can react, and then it may be too late. So that's why these ceremonies are very, very important. So please, please wake up. Do these ceremonies with your highest intention, from the heart, following your intuition, and important, enjoy them. So again, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings, and I'm wishing you all peace and balance with Mother Earth. Namaste.